When I first walked into the corpus portion of the museum, the painting that caught my eye was a Sifi, Enough Daughters. Perhaps I was so drawn to this piece because it was so different from all of the other paintings in the room. The frame is much less elaborate than the others. The subject was painted in a way that doesn't suggest the grandeur that most of the others do, and the woman featured is unlike the clearly European subjects of the other works in the gallery. None of the other artwork features a person of color with Haitian descent. If you step back from the painting, it looks almost colorless, maybe even black and white. Now look closer. Do you notice the subtle details that would have otherwise been overlooked? You may now see the detailed curves of the collar of the dress and the faint outline of her hair under the translucent headpiece. You may also begin to notice the detail that the artist put into the sleeves of the dress to make them look airy and light. The gauzy look of the dress must have taken tedious care and effort to produce. Now look at the colors used to create the look of the woman's skin. Do you see the blues and reds? Even tones of orange can be found if you look hard enough. Now glance down at the dress itself. Tones of yellow and pink are now apparent after being hidden under the illusion of a completely ivory garment. Looking at all of these details pulls back the veil of black and white to reveal a piece filled with color. More insight can be gained when you deeply consider the subject being painted. Based on what the woman is wearing, some people interpret that the woman in the painting was one of the last of many daughters and may be trained to be a voodoo priestess, otherwise known as a mambo. Mambos are considered important religious figures in Haitian society. If she was indeed training to be a mambo, she would be in a position of great honor in her community in Haiti. If you consider what this young woman may be feeling, you may imagine happiness that she is leaving a house crowded with so many of her sisters. She might also feel disappointment that, because there were so many daughters like her, she never felt like an individual. She may even feel relief that she may now be able to forge a unique identity. The woman in the painting is young-looking, but tired. You get an even more in-depth understanding when you learn who painted it. The artist's name was Bernard Sejourne. He was born in 1947 to a well-off family. He began formally studying art after high school. He attended universities worldwide, including Académie des Beaux-Arts, Jamaica School of Arts and Crafts, Kingston, Art Students League of New York, and the American Art School. His favorite subjects to paint were women, landscapes, and flowers. His work has become more sought after since his death in 1994. A Sifi is a beautiful and insightful piece that I take more away from every time I view it. I wish there were more pieces in the Spencer Museum that provide the wonderful ethnic diversity that a Sifi does. This has been Cami Fairbeck with another Bulldog Podcast.